Okay, gentlemen. Now you cut along the dotted line there. Good boy. Very good. And when you guys are finished cutting on the line, we're going to open it up, and you're going to see a very groovy Valentine's Day present for your mother.
This I got sheep.
Hey, wasn't I right about the cauliflower tasting good if you plug your nose? Huh? Remember that? Everyone went like that? Now open it up.
You're smart, Daddy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Look what I made you, Mama.
Oh, let me see. Oh, thank you. Oh, how beautiful.
That's because we love you.
I love you. And thank you so much. I love you,
well,
too.
Well, if you like that, where do you see what I made?
Oh, honey, thank you. It's so beautiful.
I made it myself.
You all know Mr. Gladstone and Mrs. Carruthers from the PTA, and they have a very special announcement to make.
We're getting married.
Just kidding.
The real announcement is that during this year's PTA fundraiser drive, your class sold more candy bars than any other class in the entire school.
Yeah!
And a special thanks to Michelle for selling the most candy bars.
And a special thanks to Joey for eating the most candy bars.
Well, it was an honor to get so bloated for such a worthy cause.
And because of all your hard work, the PTA is throwing you a special Valentine's Day party.
Yeah! Okay, let's break into our reading groups. I hope you can make it to the party, Mr. Gladstone.
Oh, I'll be there with pants on.
I hope so.
And please, call me Joey.
Okay, Joey.
Excuse me. Joey, we best be on our way.
Well, after you.
Oh, no, after you. Buns before beauty.
A party in our classroom? It's gonna be like MTV with a milk break.
Yeah, and since it's a Valentine's party, we should all have dates. Right, girls?
Right.
Right, guys?
Well, yeah, we need to have...
I said right.
Yeah, great idea.
Okay, Derek's mine.
I love these aggressive women of the 90s.
Michelle, you'll be with Teddy.
Cool.
And Aaron, you'll be with Sophia.
Don't wear anything trampy.
Now that we each have a boyfriend or girlfriend, now we gotta sit by him.
Do I have to sit next to him?
Yes, you're in a relationship.
I never had a boyfriend before. What should we do now?
Well, my sister has a boyfriend, and all she ever does is write his name over and over again.
We can do that. What's his name?
Lenny.
L-E-N-N-Y.
Crackers is a good pastrami sandwich, but I think it needs a little more mustard.
It's salmon.
Oh, then it's just right. It's good.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just spoke to Claire. I got my big Valentine's date all set.
Oh, yeah? What's the plan, Stan?
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Lincoln. Roses, candy, and maybe dinner in a nice restaurant.
Danny, this is your first Valentine's Day with Claire. You got to do something real special for her.
You have a better idea?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. I happen to be the king of coming up with great romantic Valentine dates. For instance, Beck, remember that time we had that moonlit picnic overlooking the ocean?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. And how about the time when I got that bed and breakfast and I decked out the whole room with red roses?
That was unforgettable.
Yeah. How about walking hand in hand on the Golden Gate Bridge? Glass of champagne.
That wasn't me.
It was Joey. That's what it was. It was Joey. I remember because we were walking. He looked down. He got scared. He said, "Jess, hold my hand." I held his hand. He said, "I'm thirsty."
Jess, he got it. Well, he might have a lousy memory, but he does come up with some pretty romantic evenings. Go ahead, honey. Tell him what you have planned for us this year.
Well, Beck, I was thinking at this stage in our marriage that we really don't need to do some kind of special thing to prove our love to each other.
We don't?
No. Now, Danny, for instance, he's just starting to date Claire. This is all new for him, so he's got to woo her. We, on the other hand, well, we're pretty much wooed out.
Well, no, there's always room for woo. I mean, room for woo.
I mean, look at this. She made me a sandwich, okay? Nothing says love like a piece of cold fish between two slices of bread.
Guess what? We're having a party at our class tomorrow. I'm going with Teddy. He's my boyfriend.
Michelle, I'm very happy for you. How'd you guys get together?
I don't know. It happened so fast. One minute I'm thumb wrestling, the next thing I know, I'm out of circulation.
Thanks for walking me home, Kenneth.
You're welcome, Steph. Boy, I wish you weren't so smart. All these books are heavy.
Well, actually, they're not books. I had to bring in my rock collection for my earth science class. But you must be pretty strong to carry them all the way from school.
Thanks. No, I've been working out a little.
I can tell.
You know, Steph, you have beautiful hair.
Oh, thanks. I raised it from Peach Buzz.
I'll call you tonight.
I'll be waiting.
Do boyfriends and girlfriends always act so stupid?
Oh, they're just warming up.
Get ready. There's no way you can defeat the Thumb Master.
Teddy, I'm your girlfriend. We can't thumb wrestle anymore. We can hold hands, but we've got to keep our thumbs still. Okay, what's next?
Well, you could look into my eyes and say something sweet about me.
Okay.
You have a nice head.
Thank you. Nice head's running my family.
Nose is running my family. Get it?
Teddy, you're ruining the mood.
Sorry. Now what do we do?
I think we're supposed to kiss.
Nah.
I know what you can do. You could call me.
Call you what?
No, go home and call me.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you know what to do.
Teddy?
Michelle, that was the door.
Sorry, I got my bells mixed up.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, you Joey Gladstone?
That's what it says in my underpants.
Right. Well, this is for you.
Whoa, look at this. That's incredible. What did I do to deserve all this?
It's just what I was thinking.
Oh. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Joey, who's it from?
Let's see, here's a card right here. It says, to Joey, you put a smile on my heart and a butterfly in my stomach. From your secret admirer.
Wow, I bet it's Mrs. Crothers. She has her eye on you.
That's the only part of her she hasn't had on me.
Hello? Hi, Teddy. Wanna come over? So, come over again. Yes, you have to. And can you bring some candy and flowers? Because it's romantic. I've got to tell him everything.
All right, picture this. Yacht on the bay. String quartet. Caviar, champagne, a vase with a single rose.
Oh,
thanks,
yes.
Buddy! All right, Claire's gonna remember this night for the rest of her life.
Claire?
Yeah, I worked all day setting this thing up for you. You're gonna be so happy.
Is he the king of romance or what?
Oh, he's a royal something.
Now, I think you should wear a tuxedo.
Tuxedo?
What stinks? It's my new perfume. I borrowed it from Steph. It's called A Night in Paris.
Whoa, I'm never going there after dark.
Did you bring the candy and flowers?
Can we just thumb wrestle?
I told you, boyfriends and girlfriends don't do that.
Well, can we draw or watch cartoons or do something fun?
Here, you can carry my books.
And the fun part would be?
Look, I don't make the rules. That's just what boyfriends are supposed to do.
Being a boyfriend is a bad job.
Well, that's because you've got a bad attitude.
This is nuts. I'm breaking up.
You can't. We have to stay together for the kids.
We don't even have kids.
The kids at the party. We'll be the only ones there without dates.
Who cares?
I gave you the best day of my life.
Hey, Michelle, tell Steph I returned our flannel.
Hey, Torporella, you look awful.
Teddy and I just broke up.
Who cares? I was just making an observation.
Kimmy! I'm sorry, Michelle.
DJ, can you help me? Guys are always breaking up with you.
Excuse me, but guys don't break up with me. I break up with them.
Either way, you're alone on Saturday night watching the commish.
True. Hey, girls. Dinner's ready.
I'm not hungry.
Why, honey? What's wrong?
Teddy gave her the old heave-ho.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Michelle. You must feel awful. But you know what? You're only in the third grade. Believe me, you will have plenty of time for boyfriends.
But now I don't have a date for the Valentine's party.
Well, just do what any woman in your position would do. Key his bike.
It was so nice the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, the first 5 minutes are always the easiest. And then it's their turn to talk.
It's all guys are not the same. I'm sure in the beginning they're a little more romantic. The flowers, the caviar, the moonlight picnics. And then one day you turn around and there he is, chomping on a big old fish sandwich. That's when you realize he'd rather chew than woo.
And then they won't bring you flowers.
They won't make a commitment. They won't squat in jello for you.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Boy, do we sound awful.
Yeah, guys aren't that bad.
Yeah. From now on, no more men bashing.
I can't believe that Kenneth hasn't called. If a guy says he's gonna call, he should call. I should have carried my own rocks. I mean, they weren't even that heavy. Okay, maybe a little more bashing.
Yes. You notice when they ever come over to your house and they leave it?
more flowers and candy?
Boy, Mrs. Carruthers must like her men fat and fragrant.
Well, she picked the right guy.
Hold the line. I gotta put a stop to this. Jess, how do I turn a woman off?
Show her your bank account and driver's license picture. Might work.
Well, so, how do I look?
Like you're going hiking with James Bond.
Hey, you're going on a boat ride. What's with the pack, Jack?
Hey, take it easy, Greasy. I'm just being prepared, Jess. I got everything. I got my shark repellent. Yeah, I got, signal flares. These are good to have around. Seasick patches.
Nothing says romance like an anti-vomit tag behind your ear.
I don't know, I feel bad. I appreciate everything you've done. You spent so much time setting up this Valentine's date for me, you didn't have time to plan one for yourself.
Oh, don't worry about us. We're just an old married couple. They'll give us the remote, nice old rerun of an Elvis movie, a clear path to the bathroom, and we're as happy as two raccoons in a Denny's dumpster.
Raccoons in a dumpster?
Denny's.
Is that how you see us? I can't believe that you've lost every bit of romance. I mean, you've gone from Mr. Excitement to Mr. Rogers.
Is it me, or does she see him a tad cranky?
Tad and a half, I'd say.
You know what she needs? Some fresh air.
No, I do not.
Come on, don't step outside for a second.
I don't need
it's good
any
fresh air.
Air. I don't want
it.
Well,
it's
any
special fresh air.
Jess, I don't understand why I have to go outside. What the heck?
You know, I was thinking, Beck, wouldn't it be romantic to take a nice hot air balloon ride over the wine country, you know, we could hang it. Oh, look, here's one now.
And isn't it amazingly convenient? Your luggage is all packed and a beautiful picnic has already been prepared. There you are, sir. By the way, is this neighborhood zone for a hot air balloon? Do you have any idea?
You guys set me up.
Big time. Hop in. Now, did you think that I would really forget Valentine's Day, honey? I mean, come, oh, hey, look, what's this? Champagne and some beautiful red roses.
Oh, I don't know. All that talk about being an old married couple, I was afraid we were really wooed out.
Honey, you're so wrong. No, that's never going to happen. Let me tell you something. Every day I wake up and I look at you next to me, I fall in love with you all over again.
Oh, Jess. You are still the king of romance.
Yes, long live the king. Up, James, and cover your eyes.
All right, bye-bye. You guys have a magical, wonderful time. Way up there, could you check my rain gutters?
I heard you and Teddy split up.
Did he break your heart?
Nah, I thought so, but it turned out to be just gas.
Well, sorry it's over.
Me too. I'm the only one here without a date.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, it's nice to be here with someone.
All right, everyone, we have the music. Now we need some dancers. Oh, it's not going to be much of a party if nobody dances.
I've got an idea. Why don't we make this ladies' choice? Girls, you can ask the gentleman to dance, and why don't you work your feminine charms on the man of your choice?
And any guy who says no gets a wedgie.
Joey, would you like to dance or would you like a wedgie? Either way, I can't lose.
Well, either way, I can, Mrs. Carruthers. Listen, Mrs. Carruthers, there's something I'd like to settle with you, okay? Now, I know what you're going to say, but I've got to give this stuff to you. Oh. I've got the rest of the stuff out in the car, including the chocolate Cupid, although I did nibble a few arrows out of the quiver.
Oh, my little Duncan Heine. Would that I had something to give you in return. What am I saying? I do. Say ah.
Oh, Mrs. Carruthers, wait a second. You didn't give me all this stuff?
No, you silly willy Billy.
You mean someone else did?
Mm-hmm.
Did I just see out in the hallway Willard Scott in a thong?
Oh, I love you. Yeah. Willard, leave her!
I didn't know you and Mrs. Carruthers were an item.
Oh, yeah, I'm an item, all right. I'm a Grand Slam breakfast and she's a hungry trucker.
Joey, I was the one that sent you the flowers and the candy.
Really? Was you, Miss Allman?
Oh, please, call me Cindy. I was hoping it would be sort of an icebreaker. I thought you'd figure out it was me.
Well, I didn't. But I sure am glad it worked out that way.
That wasn't Willard.
Cindy, if you're not busy sometime,
Come here, my little fiesta platter. Lambada!
Look, I don't have much time. Would you like to go out with me?
Oh, I'd love to.
Great. I'll call you on Friday.
Joey!
From Guam.
Olay!
You can have it. That's okay. I've already had six. You've got a lot of time to eat when you have no one to dance with. Pretty crummy party, huh? Yeah. When we were just friends, these parties were totally fun. Remember last Thanksgiving when Derek dressed up like a turkey?
Yeah, and Aaron and I grabbed him by the legs and tried to make a wish.
I think being boyfriend and girlfriend has too many rules.
Me too. I wish we could just be friends again.
Who says we can't? Let's shake on it.
Thumb wrestle ding, gotcha.
Cheater, I wasn't ready.
Ready to dance?
Are friends allowed to dance?
Friends don't have rules, they just have fun.
If we gotta dance, we might as well blow the roof off this dump.